Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I always get like mini fetishes that kind of come and go. And at the moment, it's something really embarrassing. For some reason, I really like ogres at the moment.
Yes. Is Shrek?
Not necessarily Shrek, but just like... imagining some subset of ogre, grotesque, it's just, I think what I like about it is I like something so big and so gross, kind of like overpowering something small.
That was fantastic. That was fantastic.
Open with that. Let's go. Roll it.
All right. That was it?
Yes.
He just did A&R, and I loved it. I'm sitting here putting our Zoom guest into the contacts so no one gets her number because, you know, if everyone got her number,
biggest leak of all
be
time.
Game over.
Do people know? Well, I'm assuming there's a click.
Probably some sort of title with her name in it. That's probably why they're here.
Well, how did we land this?
You. How did you? I had DM'd her in the past about something. I think when she was selling her bathwater. This girl was selling her bathwater.
Were you interested?
No. But I found it fascinating that people bought this girl's dirty bathwater. Was it used? Was it legit?
Yeah.
Well, was there some sort of authentication?
I don't think
how do you authenticate that?
I think the price on it was low enough that if you got it and it wasn't actually her bathwater, you weren't that upset about it. I think she was selling it for like $30 a bottle.
Oh.
But I mean,
what were they doing with that water? Were they drinking it?
Well, who knows? Smelling it, drinking it? I believe she's...
Does it keep you young forever?
Oh my God.
It might.
How do I buy a bottle?
It might.
Yeah, but a great guest today. What else is going on? You're over there. Here I am. He's over there.
I'm over here.
Open enrollment for 2021 health insurance is happening right now in the United States. No, I know. This is an important public service. This is an important public service.
Is it impulsive or like just the old daily
news?
No,
I signed up for my new health insurance today, and I want to let people out there know in America that you have until, I believe, January 31st to sign up for health insurance for 2021. Go ahead and take advantage of that.
That's fantastic.
No, that was really nice.
It's either a tax penalty or you get into some sort of collision and you don't have insurance to take care of yourself because you didn't hear this message here on Impulsive.
Hey, CJ wears a mask every time he comes here.
Yeah.
Because we're all disgusting.
Is it because we're disgusting?
It's like, you know, it's just a bit of, you know, I don't want to like it. You guys, in fact, I have like another job.
Oh, he's got another job.
I love when they use that excuse. They're like, this is for your protection. Like, in reality, they're just like, you're a sick
fox. It is.
You're a sick fox.
No. No, the mask is for your protection. David got yelled at this morning at the post office because his mask wasn't high enough. Apparently, it's got to go over 75% of your nostrils, at least. It needs to cover 3/4 of both your nostrils.
How did he not do that? Was it just like right here?
Well, because sometimes they slip depending on what type of mask you have. Obviously, you have like Maverick Clothing mask. You can get it at maverickclothing.com. You don't need to worry about that.
I'm sorry, my ear cut off. Where would I get
that? I said maverickclothing.com, the mask with the smile on it.
Great.
Yeah. Like someone cut your ear off.
I just got to help my boy rebrand that. So how did they yell at him? Was it like aggressive?
No, but he made a huge mistake in not filming. Doug, if you get confronted by a Karen, hello, right here, you got yourself a viral clip. You go viral on TikTok. Yeah. You could become a social media influencer for the rest of your life. You got followers now.
Do you remember when we were at your house?
Probably.
Uptown, and the girl like yelled at us not wearing her mask.
Because
I took a sip of water, or Josie took a sip of water, just a quick sip of water, and she's like, put your fucking mask on.
This is where it gets complicated. How can I give my body the sustenance that it needs if I'm in a public place and I also have to keep my mask on? They need to create a mask that is so thin you can push your food through it.
Something tells me that microorganisms would also be able to move through, and it would defeat the purpose of the mask.
A lot of people say masks are...
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Kind of pointless anyways because it could go through. Actually, I somebody said this and I looked it up and actually on the mask that I was buying, this is not good for viruses.
Really?
Like, wow. Well, it's like fucking great. I was like, and the governor's like
freaking out about
it? Thank God there's not a virus going on. Oh, fuck. Question. Also, I had to sneeze the other day.
Are you fighting anybody?
Nice. Hey, I had to sneeze. So I took down my mask. I walked into a corner and sneezed into my elbow. And then I got yelled at.
I mean, I don't think you it's bacteria, bro. Why don't you just, why don't you
just sneeze into the mat? Ew. Actually,
That was what I was
thinking.
It's
tricky. And nowadays,
right
when you, and nowadays when you sneeze or cough.
Sneeze into the mat.
Huh?
That's what
they yelled at me for. But also, we are going to be snot right just, my. What do you mean? What do you mean on your arm like a normal sneeze?
No.
Welcome back to a year ago when this was a good spot.
I believe this is the acceptable spot.
The weenus. Yes.
It's not here.
Don't fucking sneeze in your hand. If I, dude, I will flip on you. If I see people sneeze in their hand straight up. I'm like, yo, you're disgusting. You're a disgusting, sick human.
What about open aired free ball sneezes? The ones that would no block.
When have you ever sneezed into somebody's balls?
Just where you almost tuck your.
How'd you get on the show?
Who I don't are know, you? Man. Why is your
I
hair...
actually ask that every day. I go, how did
hey,
I do this?
Does your hair have its own irrigation canal?
You're cheap at. I just want to let you guys know. I've been slicking my hair back, but I purposely let that shit curly today because that fucking comment. I am a chia pet, bitch.
Someone talked shit to me after that episode because I called you out and they said Mike was culturally appropriating George's beautiful curls because he's bald. And I was like, damn, you right.
Don't you hate when people like stand up for somebody and stand up if they believe in Walt insulting you?
Yeah, they did.
When
he's
did
like,
this
Mike's
become
bald.
A thing? I don't know.
I'm not bald. I'm just really thin and not in the way I want to be. I'm fat and bald.
Just take one trip to Turkey. You'll be good.
We're
yeah,
going.
We might
going.
Go to Turkey.
We're
I'll come with you guys.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm thinner now.
You don't need to go to Turkey to get a haircut. You could just do it in LA. I know people.
No, I'm going to get like... plugs. I gotta keep up.
Oh, all right.
Well, you still got that turkey money? Remember the turkey money you had?
Yeah, I do.
My turkey money.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, yeah. We could go to Turkey. We could spend that money finally. Should we bring on the guest?
Yeah, this is a wild one.
It's ladies and gentlemen, she is the internet's most infamous content creator, banned from every social media platform known to man. You might have bought her bathwater for $30 a pop. She's crushing it on OnlyFans and Patreon. It's the queen of the Simps, Belle Delphine.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
We're pretty excited to have you on. We've been trying to get you on for a while.
Ah, well, thank you. Dude, I am so excited to be on this. This is my fucking favorite. I fucking watch you guys every single week. So, yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah, I heard you don't really do podcasts or interviews.
Yeah, well, I've been trying to go through them recently because I was cold turkey. I didn't do anything
yeah.
until recently. And then I was kind of thinking, this was like, must have been 2-3 weeks ago. I was thinking, if I were to leave the internet right now, not saying I'm going to, but if I were, what would I fucking regret not doing? And doing podcasts would be one of them because I watch so many podcasts.
Yeah.
I love all of them. And that's something that I really want to do before, you know, in case anything happens, you know, not saying anything will.
What is
Belle,
that?
What's
going to
happen?
What's
going to
happen?
What's going to happen?
What are you saying?
Well, I feel like I'm going through what's like the younger version of a midlife
quarter life
crisis.
Quarter life.
I was there
quarter
about 10 years
crisis.
Ago.
Yeah. Like, it's like I'm going into porn. All this is happening. I mean, I don't even know
what's
going on anymore.
Yeah, let's.
What'd you say now?
Belle,
what'd you say just then?
Let's talk about that for a sec. You have. This is making big news right now, and I think you've talked about it on other podcasts. You have your first
yeah.
ever, is it a true boy-girl scene coming out?
Yeah, boy-girl.
This is
Wait,
this
when?
Is internet.
When?
Yeah, when does it come out?
25th of December, Christmas, baby.
What a Christmas gift.
Okay.
Wow, Santa really delivered this year.
Let's break this down for a second. So. First and foremost, why did you pick Christmas Day to be the release day? Just as a present to all the simps or what?
Well, I just thought, I mean, I want it to be memorable. You know, I want everyone to know the day that my porn's going to come out for the first time. What's a date that no one's going to forget? Christmas.
The birth of baby Jesus. The most important date just really in the Christian calendar.
She's a marketer at heart. Just a brilliant marketer.
So, okay, we have a devout Christian on set, and I'm sure he's going to want to weigh in a second, by the name of George Janko. But I want to ask you this really quickly, too. So you've been on your OnlyFans grind. You've obviously, you know, been shooting semi-adult and adult content in its own right for quite some time now. What is pushing you into the what I would consider murky waters of true boy-girl film?
Well, as you know, I've been doing my OnlyFans for quite a while, and it's all fun, it's all interesting, all good, but it kind of, I'm getting a bit bored, and I like doing everything. I like dipping my toe in every single thing, and I've always kind of been sexually explorative. Like, I've done quite a few things, I mean, in my personal life that I'm like, I feel like I kind of want to try everything. And I mean,
like what? Just out of curiosity.
I've been to quite a few swingers clubs. So like people
sell,
you know,
having
sex all in a room.
Yeah, and you
together.
Switch, right? You switch.
Personally, I have never switched, but it was kind of hot, like doing it in a room full of other people doing it.
Is that your real hair?
No, it's not. My real hair's brown.
So do you go to the swinger parties like that? In the this, cosplay?
This was before I did anything.
Oh,
like,
okay.
I was Belle Delphine. So I was like 18 and I just had my brown hair and I went and yeah, it was interesting.
I'm stunned by your accent. I said Australian at first. That's a British accent.
South African.
Oh, okay. That's the one I always
mix up.
Get confused.
Yeah. It's like a mix of the two. Who's the partner?
Who's the guy?
Who's the partner?
We want to know who the guy in the porn is.
It's my boyfriend.
How long has that relationship been going on for?
The whole time I've been Belle Delphine.
How long is that?
3 years.
Are you okay? So the reason why obviously I'm specifically qualified for this conversation is obviously I date someone who is, you know, out of the industry now and has, you know, made quite a name for herself in the industry. First and foremost, when it comes to the guy, are you at all worried about what the relationship looks like post this video?
Yeah, I'm really nervous. Like, doing this kind of work, even as it is quite stressful on a relationship because this is such a personal job. And I mean, being naked so much in front of your partner kind of takes a lot of the sexual element out of it because, you know, it can't be sexual every single time.
You got to put a storyline behind it. You got to get the people invested in the characters. They got to have arcs, angles,
lighting.
Obviously.
Yeah, but with the porn, I have started shooting already. And honestly, I've enjoyed it a lot more than I thought I would.
What's your process though? Because what do you mean you've started shooting? Are you full feature film? You got call time 7 a.m. The assistant
producer
comes and grabs you in the like
a DP.
Are you shooting a bunch and then picking the best one? Like, what is the strategy here?
Well, everything that I've done throughout this whole journey, I've done completely by myself. So I've done like music videos and all this stuff. I do everything on a budget. I set up all the scenes myself. I edit all the scenes. I've got all the lighting. You know, my boyfriend will hold the camera, but it's no one else has been involved in this whole process. So that's going to be the same with the porn. You know, we'll put up the lighting ourselves in our bedroom. We'll set the camera up on a tripod. He'll hold one in like his hand. It's a very, very amateur thing. I mean, we're not we've never done this before, and it's very it's basically I wouldn't say it's us filming porn, it's more so like us filming just us fucking and then seeing what looks good.
I've consumed porn once in my life or twice, and sometimes that amateur kind of raw vibe is a little more intimate.
Except, yeah, more easier. Is his face going to be in it, or is he staying out of it?
Strictly peeing.
No, he's going to be anonymous.
Got it.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So another, and this is probably the biggest question I have, and I hate to be the, you know, the Debbie Downer, and I know the simp army of Belle Delphine is going to be stressed out from even asking this question, but, you know, being with someone who's out of the industry and still continues to suffer as a result of what she considers to be mistakes that she made, and obviously you saw you've seen the same kind of thing with Mia Khalifa. You have a fear that once you take this step up from your, you know, a little bit more JV, you know, self-play and nude scenes to a boy-girl scene that you're putting something on the internet that you'll never be able to get off again?
I mean, that's definitely something that I've thought about for a while. Like, the way that I thought about it was what I'm doing at the moment before I did all, you know, right now, what I'm doing right now is I show... I mean, basically kind of masturbating videos, but it's all censored, right? And I mean, this content as it is, I already would hate for my future kids to see. I mean, it's already shit, right? So the way that I thought about it is like, I've already gone down that line of of it being uncomfortable. So if I could make more... and just do basically the same kind of thing. I mean, it's all shit, right? It's all shit for family.
You're just going all in.
Balls deep.
It's no different, really, from what I'm doing at the moment because it's all awkward to show to family. So fuck it.
So how does that work? You sit down, like at Thanksgiving, you're like, hey, grandma, check out this masturbation scene with the shotgun dildo. like you show it to them? You have a
no.
Do they know? Like, surely they've seen it.
Does that dinner exist, Belle? Is there a dinner with the family right now? How is that setup look?
Well, I've told my mom, and she is not happy. My partner's side of his whole family, they all know, and they're very like weirdly chill about it. They're all fine about it. They were like, yeah, that's fine. So that's pretty cool. But with my mom, we're not really on talking terms at the moment.
What about the pops? The poppy?
Oh, he's not in my life, so.
Oh. It's so interesting how I think some people are a bit more receptive to this kind of work.
Absolutely.
Because I was curious how your family would take it, and Robin doesn't give a fuck. She's like, you know, Mara's a sweetheart. And she makes Mike happy. That's all that matters to me. So it's interesting how some people, maybe your mom's she a bit more traditional. She takes it maybe a bit more personally.
Yeah, probably. And I mean, you know, I think it's easier for this is just stereotypically probably your son to go into this type of industry rather than a daughter. I don't know if that makes a difference.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah. Well, I think some people like, imagine if you told your dad and mom that you were going into the industry. Of course not now.
Mom,
like,
what would you say? Right now, I go, Ma, I made a sex tape and it slaps. And I'm selling it for $20 million. What do you say, Ma?
Go for it.
I'm saying.
And I think there's a lot of other moms out there that when it comes to, and you know, this is just a part of the double stand. I don't want to call it double standard, but the way traditionally things have been, you know, daughters are heavily protected and sons are encouraged to, you know, spread the seed or do whatever, exactly. Belle, this is going to go strictly on your OnlyFans, correct?
Yeah.
How much is the video, and how much do you anticipate you'll be making at after the release of this video over the next, you know, month or so?
Well, I don't know if I'm going to charge it yet. Like, you know, the pay-per-view thing, I'm not sure what I'm going to do with that. I'm still thinking about it, but
What is there to think about?
Let me ask, do you have a
blanket deal? Like, are you selling this? You should absolutely be doing a deal with OnlyFans or...
No.
We have a site too, but nah. But you could sell it for a flat fee, or what you're doing sounds like putting it behind a paywall. I'm just concerned for you regarding piracy.
Well, hold on, Belle. Do you have a monthly fee right now to join your OnlyFans?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's 35.
So 30. Wow. Okay. So yeah, hold on one sec. So you're on the upper echelon easily in terms of what you charge monthly.
now. So yeah. Not only will they have to pay the $35 a month to get access to even being able to buy the video, but now you're trying to figure out what you want to charge for the actual clip as well.
If I will. I'm not sure yet. I'm still thinking
of
about it.
Of course you will. What are you saying? As your business advisor? Obviously.
Thank you, Logan.
How many subscribers do you have on your OnlyFans?
I don't want to say that, but I can
say.
They never do.
I tried.
I am actually being quite open recently. I decided, well, I'll just say it. I think we're all like the main people on OnlyFans are roughly earning the same, I think, from what I know. And at the moment, it's like a mil a month.
That would put you at the high, that would put you at the very highest echelon, because from what I understand, the girls in America, the higher earners are generally between like 400,000 and 600,000 a month. And so if you're talking about from what I know, and so if you're talking about a million plus a month, you're definitely in the top tier of earners on the program. Yeah, you may be number. Has anyone from OnlyFans reached out to and let you know that you may be the biggest earner on the platform?
One thing I know is I did have the largest withdrawal ever, which is crazy.
Can you tell us what that amount that she took out of her account? Can you tell us what that was?
That was. I don't want to feel like I'm flexing. This is flexing culture.
If you said us without us prompting you, it'd be a flex. Us asking you on a podcast because it's highly fascinating is not flexing.
Right. Okay. Well, it was 2 mil and 1 withdrawal.
That's good. Good for you. Really good for you.
Thank you.
Wow. So imagine this. Imagine up until 2 years ago, girls just like Belle. We're going into this space and making these kind of videos, and some fat bearded 58-year-old man on a boat in Miami was keeping 98% of the money. Yeah. Okay, the industry itself and the practice of what she's doing is not new. We know that, right? But girls now taking the power. This is such an interesting dynamic right now. It's interesting to watch whether you are someone like George, who probably doesn't feel great about this, and we'd love to probably hear you weigh in on it, George, or someone who enjoys it. It's a very rapidly evolving space that, Belle, you're on the cutting edge of. I mean, you have to. Do you
you're,
feel like
you're
an
industry
pacemaker?
Innovator? You're a pacemaker. You're a metal implant that you put in your heart to survive. A wave maker.
Wait, what's the word of a pacemaker?
You're a pacemaker.
No, maybe she's killing people that have pacemakers because their hearts are exploding.
No, it's so funny. I saw a meme my editor sent me, and it's a meme of a boy talking to a girl, and the boy's like, "Hey, send nudes," and the girl's like, "No," and then she goes, "But I sell them," and he goes, "You're a slut."
Yeah.
The irony, the hypocrisy, and the way this model has shifted of putting the power really back in the creator's hands is, I don't mind it, man. If she can cash out for, I mean, even just like your aesthetic, I'm looking at you and your background and the pink bed sheets, everything. It's all like you've become this branded image that is Belle Delphine. You got octopus in the background. Your headphones has ears on it. You're like kind of a cat human. You do that little thing with the tongue sometime. You put your tongue out and then. I'm just curious how this cosplay role started to morph and you became this social media icon, for lack of better verbiage.
Yeah, well, I've always been interested in cosplay. I've like been really into nerd culture. Like all of the, like my ex-boyfriends that I date were all like massive nerds. And obviously I was like inspired by like them hugely. And I always thought cosplay was fun. I like anime loads and hentai is really hot. And I wanted to be that. I wanted to be the real life anime girl. So I just like started cosplaying. And then I suppose it gained a little bit of attraction. And then when I went sexual with my cosplay, it went pretty well.
So interesting. Mike watches hentai.
Hentai, yeah. It's actually one of my favorite subsectors of pornography, believe it or not.
What kind
of
anime
is it
porn?
Actually? Wow.
It is. There's just something about watching a tentacled beast with a 14-foot penis have intercourse with a normal woman. Can we pan to Pam really quick? Pam, I'm so sorry.
My mom's here, Belle.
Is that strange? Yeah. But Belle, Belle, do you think that now hear me out on the hentai and the tentacled beasts. Do you think after you do the same shit for years and years, you go to swinger parties, you have sex on camera, you know, you've tried every threesome, foursome, sixsome, under the sun, whatever it is. Do you think that all you have left is the hope that you can get penetrated by an octopus one day or some sort of demon, you know, some sort of demonic, you know, like helium balloon-esque iconic, you know, person?
Cyclops.
Yeah. Like a cyclops. Beast. Yeah.
Gargantuan.
I mean, completely. I feel like I'm already kind of at that point. Like, I've got, I always get like mini fetishes that kind of come and go. And at the moment, it's something really embarrassing. For some reason, I really like ogres at the moment.
Yes. Is Shrek?
Not necessarily Shrek, but just like imagining
what,
some
what subset
huge
of ogre?
Grotesque, like. It's just, I think what I like about it is I like something so big and so gross, kind of like overpowering something small.
I feel like that's the same. I feel like that's the same way I describe it. It's a very uber dominant situation, like beyond a 6 foot four man and a you know, Belle Delphine girl. It's this 64 foot man.
Yeah. Well, how tall are you?
I'm 5'6".
Okay.
I'm quite tall.
Yeah, average. Okay. Huh. The fetish thing fascinates me. Were you ever uncomfortable, like, trying or doing any of these things? Like, I had this story I've told on here before where, like, I was presented by my partner with, like, the whip, you know?
Really?
I couldn't do it. I felt like I was going to hurt her. Both physically and emotionally. Like, she's like, yeah. And I'm like, I could kill you with this. I have a weapon. this is battery.
Oh, no, that would be my worst nightmare, because I'm like so into this, right? And I'm always the one kind of bringing it in. But I think the worst situation, I find a guy, he's really nice. I take him home or whatever, or he takes me home. And I'm like, oh, spank my ass. And then he's like, oh, no, but I don't want to hurt you. And I'm like,
okay, hold on. All right, wait, hold on. Let me make it very clear. The ass spanking, I don't have a fucking problem with. I'm talking about the whips. I'm talking about the weapon.
Yeah, like, I find those super hot. I've been really into, because, like, you get spankers, right? But I don't really like, my pain threshold is like really high in just sex for some reason.
Oh, you're the girl that turns blue when you're being choked.
Yeah, I was going to ask about the asphyxiation. Are you into the choking and stuff like that?
It is the hottest thing when you get to the point of like passing out and then you like, you come back to reality during sex. So I've been like, every time I get choked, I don't want to just get like choked where it's like, haha, I'm still there. I love it when you get to the point where you pass out and then you come back into reality during sex. That is the best.
Well, hold on. What? I know you guys are going to have a little bit of trouble with this.
No, that's very common.
That's terrifying.
That's common.
No, what she's talking about.
It's just the fact of like.
If she doesn't come back?
That's the tricky part.
That's the part.
What if she doesn't come back?
Hi, by the way, I'm George. I'm coming in. You can't see me. But I was sitting here and I'm watching your whole thing. But like, you just come off so bubbly and so nice. Like, who's trying to fucking knock you out?
who wants to choke you to death?
Like, at what point were you like, babe, I love you. Today, I want you to almost kill me. But don't kill me. Almost kill me.
I think it's super hot. And I think it's so hot. A guy that wants to
kill you.
If you got accidentally killed during sex, would you be pissed?
She'd be dead.
Would she be pissed?
Yeah.
You would be.
Yeah. But you can, like, hurt me. You can, like, you know, really.
How bad? What? How many fractures have you sustained having sexual intercourse?
Have you been concussed?
What's the worst you've actually gotten injured?
Well, it's never that extreme. It's kind of just, like, the most is kind of, like, blood drawn. And I think that's kind of hot. But that's, like, my limit.
How was the blood drawn?
Like, you can get these metal spankers that have, like, metal, like, kind of rods at the end.
Got it.
Yeah, and you use that, and that will kind of, like...
So, is it just the one boyfriend you've had for the past 3 years beating the shit out of you? Or, because, like, is it... You mentioned, like, finding a guy and bringing him home. Like, you're talking like you're not, like, in a relationship.
Oh, Oh, it's just one guy this whole time.
So you leave him at the supermarket and you're like, hey, yeah, I'm going to be back and pretend you don't know me.
No, it's I think just you're this one but, guy but the
when,
whole time.
But when you were talking about bringing other guys home or going home with other guys, this was prior
I was just saying for like example, that would be like a really awkward situation to be in.
I think it's,
oh,
it's,
she did say that would be her worst nightmare.
Yeah, it's that they wouldn't do it, that they wouldn't slap her. And it's funny, and like I said, I think you guys, you know, we're taken back maybe a little bit by it, but I think that there's a large majority, a percentage of girls who like that sort of dominating spirit in the bedroom, right? And I think every girl is completely different, but the idea of erotic asphyxiation and what that does to the female orgasm is a well-studied principle in the bedroom. And there's a lot of girls out there who find a massive increase in their orgasms through that sort of asphyxiation, but it's a fine line.
I just don't think there's... Okay, so the dude who killed his wife accidentally because he tried to do a Dutch oven and he suffocated her.
Sorry,
on accident.
What's that now?
He tried to fart in a blanket and he covered her and accidentally killed her. No. It's a swear to God, real thing, he killed her. He might be able to get off... If you strangle a girl to death while you're having sex, like I don't know, that's homicide. Oh, they're changing the laws. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Is there a form you can sign maybe that says?
Oh yeah.
All these people.
Okay.
It's like, hey, you know what? There's so many people dying from this.
No, seriously,
that's
why I'm. I don't know that. Well,
it even goes as far as autoerotic asphyxiation. So there are people that when they masturbate, they'll actually just choke themselves out.
Oh, but see, I don't think you can kill
yourself.
You
can't pass
like that.
Out. Yeah. You'll come back. But it's all very interesting stuff.
To say the least.
To say the least.
Yeah.
I think you have to try really hard to kill someone. Like, I think that definitely is... like a big leeway within, like even within hardcore BDSM, I still think it's very hard to actually kill someone. Yeah. So,
what kind of stuff?
Mistake.
Sounds more like homicide. Yeah. Like when these people accidentally kill their partners, it seems more like they. Yeah.
What kind of stuff are? What kind of stuff are you watching, Belle? Like. You watch
at
porn.
At the moment, I really like Gangbang.
Gangbang. Have you seen Mike's girl?
Oh, God almighty.
Oh, my God. Logan?
I'm not going to answer that question.
Well, they were actually, I was trying to link them up at some point, but she's in the UK, obviously. And great question, though, Logan. Nonetheless.
It's the first thing that comes to my mind.
All right,
I'm sorry.
We should talk.
I shouldn't have said that.
No, it's fine.
That's not fine because now I'm an asshole.
We should talk about.
Hey. I'm sorry.
I love you. We should talk about YouTube. Can we talk about YouTube for a second?
Yeah.
You got banned recently and then unbanned, it looked like, within the course of what, a couple days? What happened there?
Well, I was just trying to log into my YouTube because it logged me out and I was like, oh. Bro, what the fuck? And then I tried to log in and it was like, this account has been, you know, terminated or whatever the notice is. And I was, dude, that's my main platform. You know, I was gonna advertise me doing porn on that. I was gonna do everything. So I was
they got you.
I'm fucked. And even worse than that, right, is something that people don't know because I haven't made the video about it yet. I'm actually going for the record for the most amount of sex toys. So I've bought thousands of pounds worth of sex toys to make a YouTube video about it. So when I saw...
Oh, you're going to fill your pool with sex toys instead of Orbeez.
Yeah.
This is a very loud pool. Hey, is your Jets on? No, it's actually my vibrator.
62,000.
So, like, get in, it's warm. Imagine me seeing my YouTube taken down and I've bought thousands of this stuff and this is the only stuff that you can't resell.
Yeah, demotivating.
Oh,
it's demotivating.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Why can't you bring it back to
George?
No. She could. Oh wait, what?
Oh, you could. Yeah, you could resell all of them.
Oh my God.
You just sold water.
Speaking of which, I actually want to go on to something. Hang on.
Oh,
here it is.
She said she needed extra time to set up today, and I'm scared.
Oh, no. Her eyebrows.
So in my first porn shoot, I wanted to think of something cool that I could sell. Because that's kind of something that I kind of do now, it seems. I kind of do this.
Yeah, you sell these trinkets.
Yeah, little collectibles,
mementos.
Museum artifacts. Yeah. So I was trying to think of something, and then I came up with this idea. So in my first porn video, I'm going to be selling.
No. What is that?
Condoms?
Oh, it's a condom.
The condom that we use in the first video.
That's a used condom?
No, it's going to be.
No, it's going. No, it's going. They haven't shot the scene.
I was like, what?
Yeah.
Bell, multiple questions here. Wow. 100 questions. Genius. So I'm going to hit you one at a time. What did you do a brand deal for the condom, or did you create your own line?
Oh, it's a...
No, don't
say it! Okay, it's her own line.
It's yours, yeah? Is that yours?
Yeah, that's mine.
Fantastic. Great. So great. Monetize there. Second question. Do you de-splooge the condom before you sell it?
No.
So you'll tie it off and sell it with the actual semen in it?
I think because like the cum shot is good to have, I think we'll probably take it off before.
You're really going for it, huh?
Now here's my last question.
Cum shot.
Yeah.
And this one's very industry focused. Do you think the payout on that condom will be worth the detriment to the scene that is wearing a condom in your first porn? Because let's be honest, nobody wants to see that. Nobody wants to see that, Belle Delphine.
You're asking good questions.
That is actually something that I haven't thought about. So thank you, Mike. But I think what we'll probably do, thinking about it now, is probably use it for like the first 5 minutes.
Boom. Got it. Yep. Perfect. Solid.
Take it off.
You're a businesswoman.
Yep. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yep. You're a savant.
You've had a tough time staying non-banned on social media. Even this video, I'm slightly concerned. Like, can we even? We can't.
I don't
can't
believe so.
This.
She has.
We have to monetize this.
Videos are some of the. Just, let me just.
No. Well, because just. I mean, is it one of those association things? Like, are we gonna get fucked?
What, for replatforming like Alex Jones type shit? No, because she's
back.
Yeah,
she's great.
She's back on the platform.
Look
Listen,
at her.
She Belle Delphine, I believe, has some of the most. I would say some of the most reckless videos.
Boundary pushing.
Boundary pushing videos on YouTube. One of the last videos I saw had her with a shotgun dildo in her mouth, I believe, and also getting shot in the video. You got shot. Can we talk about that for a second? Shot with a, what was it, a pellet gun? In the ass.
It was a real airsoft gun. Yeah.
Mind
blown. Oh, really hard.
I have
really
a snippet
hard.
From that video because it was a music video, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was a 6ix9ine parody music video. Did it get taken down?
Oh, the 6ix9ine parody one was the I'm Back. The one when I'm getting shot is Plushy Gone, and that got removed by YouTube.
All right, well, check this out. I got lyrics from this. Can't believe it didn't make Spotify top 20, but here we go.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Can you get that on the screen, the lyrics? No.
You could be the next 6ix9ine. Are you aware of that?
You're just missing a few colors in your hair. You just add those on and...
You even said the one line, which I now found out is truthful, that your mother regrets you.
I mean, now, yeah. So, woohoo! Oh.
Lyrically, I believe that's actually a step up from 6ix9ine.
oh no! I wrote those all by myself, and like it was my first ever like kind of thing like that I've written, and I honestly can't even listen to it back. It cringes me out.
That's how most, I think, feel like most creators feel about their work. Like, it definitely made a a splash in the space. But when I Instagram you, I don't think you pop up. Or do you? Do you have an Instagram right now?
I don't have an Instagram. I got banned, so I can't make another one. I tried to buy a new phone, and it just instantly bans me.
Wow. So you're really blacklisted.
Except for Twitter. It seems like you've found, like all the other adult girls have found, that Twitter is technically your best friend. Have you been able to stay semi-unshadow banned on Twitter? Or do you feel like you're not getting the engagement and viewership that you should be?
I think my Twitter's all right. I like Twitter as a platform because it's like a no one thinks of it as a sex platform or whatever, but it just doesn't censor anything like that.
Yeah.
And I think it just works. It just works.
And shadow banned or not, that Simp Nation shows up.
Oh yeah.
That Simp Nation does the retweets. Who's more powerful, Simp Nation or Harry Styles fandom?
Oh my God.
Don't even get me started on BTS Army.
Do you want me to really answer that? And I said that this on the last show. I believe that the BTS Army and the Harry Styles Nation, the One Direction, the Directioners, are more powerful than the Italian Mafia.
Unstoppable.
I've said that before, and it got clipped, and every one of the One Directioners, you know, posted it. Here's the problem. They don't have credit cards. So who's more powerful in what sense? Can they make a tweet storm happen? Yes. Can they drive $2 million in revenue to an OnlyFans account off of a, I don't know.
If Harry Styles made an OnlyFans,
it's a good point.
Something to think about Harry.
It's a good point, and he could be wearing a dress on Only. I mean, it's a solid point.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Were there any videos that you shot that were too extreme? That you said this is, because I can tell you have this thing in you that really just wants to take it to the next level. So have you taken it there ever and been like, oh, hold up, chill. Whoopsie. Chill, Belle, chill.
Well, I love pushing the boundaries. I always have. Like when I was younger, I pushed the boundaries through like humor. And now I guess I'm doing it sexually and just, yeah, I love pushing it. There have been quite a few ideas that I've had that haven't made it because I'm like, I need to cut that off immediately.
Like what? Just out of curiosity.
So I wanted to I had an idea where I was gonna, because I like faking publicity stunts, like I got arrested, blah blah blah, all this stuff. So I wanted to do another fake publicity stunt where, like, oh, I've got a stalker and they're taking photos of me inside my house to advertise another music video where it's like starts off from like the stalker's perspective and then it's like goes into a music video type thing. But I was like, oh, I can't actually fake about like saying that I have a stalker or whatever, because like that's actually a serious problem I have in my real life. So it's like I don't want to encourage that anymore.
So you're sensationalizing the act of stalking. So yeah, you got to be careful with that as a creator, because someone will see that and be like, oh, like I want to definitely recreate that
in real life.
Yeah
Okay. I'm curious. I just typed in on Google Belle Delphine without cosplay. You're great. You're a very pretty girl. You're gorgeous. Have you ever considered not
Logan's
doing
the
simp cosplay?
Logan's just a Belle Delphine simp.
Guys,
Logan's part of the simp army.
Come on.
Simp.
Guys, come on.
Like on my OnlyFans, I post like my natural hair all the time, and I just like wear normal clothes and stuff. So
okay, yeah. All right. So damn, this, what a subtle ass plug to your OnlyFans. Like, look, come on.
Oh my God, stop.
No one's showing them. It's too late. There's nothing you can do about it. Come on.
Just it's such a different Belle Delphine than we're used to seeing.
What, you dropped out of high school though, right? Like this picture of this girl I'm looking at laying on the grass.
I can't see the
Well, just trust you're laying on the grass.
You're laying on the grass with your hair to the side. It's very just like traditional and very.
Yeah.
But that, so that girl dropped out of high school.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I look like during my school, like I look super different because I didn't care at all about how I looked. I was like that weird girl. I was like properly, you know, that weird girl that no one kind of like engage much with, so I didn't really care about how I looked and stuff. And then it kind of got to where I was like 15 and I was kind of like, oh, maybe I'll try impress boys, because boys came into my life, right? And then I was like, oh, let me see if I can find myself a boyfriend.
Oh, you're a heart eater. Just toying with the boys, huh?
Maybe.
Yeah, you gotta be careful for that.
So what
to,
were
to
you
the men watching?
Yeah, of course.
Women wield a lot of power.
A ton of power.
And with great power comes great responsibility.
Absolutely. She's like the Spider-Man of the OnlyFans world.
Yeah.
What were you into in high school that you know that kind of made you weird, or like, or did you grow up with confidence issues or issues with self-esteem or openness to building relationships with classmates? What was it that you think made you weird in high school?
I always, I kept to my own friendship group a lot, right? And I didn't care for anyone really outside of that friendship group. And then I was like, I would nerd out with them and everything. And I don't know, I did a lot of, I remember one time it was, Mufti Day is when you go to school without clothes. Oh no, you guys don't have uniform, do you?
I'm sorry, you go to school without clothes.
No, without uniform.
Got
it.
Cool. Okay, cool.
Yeah, so it was one of those. And I remember painting my whole body red.
Just like a member of the X-Men, the blue girl, but it, as red, kind of?
I wore one of those Spanish salsa dresses. Those like things like that. And the concept of looking good, right, wasn't to me. So I just wanted to be like, oh, I saw a red dress and I was like, oh, I want to be red. So I'm going to paint my whole body red.
Like, I want to be red today. Have you ever seen the movie Carrie by any chance? It's a Stephen King film. It's well before your time, but I'll explain it. There was this girl that was kind of the outcast at her school, but she also was able to burn the school down with her mind. Did you ever, did people pick on you, like when you were the red girl? Did anyone have anything to say about that?
That's a weird lead up, but I see what you're
saying. I wouldn't say I was ever bullied. Okay. Like, I went through a really strange, like, time. When I was 14, I dyed my hair and I started wearing makeup to school, but I don't know, I didn't get on with the popular people, right? But then, like, when I dyed my hair and I started putting effort into how I looked, suddenly some of these, like, boys in their year above started, like, noticing me. And they
the predators, we call them.
No, that's not true.
Yeah. Yeah, predator behavior.
Oh, the seniors. Well, oh,
sure.
Well, yeah, like, they'd speak to me, and then one of them asked me out to a date. This happened so many times. So the popular boy or whatever, he'd ask me out for a date. I would go out on a date with him, and then after that, he'd never speak to me again. And this happened so many times. I have a lot of stories about me trying to impress boys. So with my first boyfriend, this one actually worked. This was the only one that worked. He liked Pokemon. So I painted a huge Pokemon mural on my wall. And he liked Mudkip, so I painted Mudkip for him. And I just did it to try and impress him. Another boy,
Hold on.
Yeah, that seems like
He liked Mudkip?
Yeah.
Don't you think that was a red flag?
Is that like liking coughing? Or something like that. Like,
he's not bad, but you're not gonna choose Mudkip.
What's the bird? Like the weird
Pidgey?
Yeah. Like, is it?
No,
like,
Mudkip's. I think Mudkip was Generation 3.
Got it.
Oh, this is.
I think it was Generation 3.
But that seems weird.
He's like, one of the starters. He's a mud. He's a water and ground.
Would
Pokemon.
You rather like him or the Ben Shapiro against the wall?
Bill.
Yeah,
I choose Bill.
Okay.
Okay. So you painted Mudkip. Okay. You sound like you're putting in effort for these boys. You used to be the same.
Yeah, I totally used to be the sim. And I mean, I didn't really know how to show my affection. So what I do is I'd save up my pocket money. And for each boy that I liked, I'd like buy something. So I was really into like helicopters. They were like drones before drones was a thing. And I thought they were so cool.
Yeah.
So I bought like this one guy a remote control helicopter just to like show my liked him. There was this another time on Valentine's Day where I really fancied this boy. We hardly ever spoke, but I really fancied him. So I saved up my pocket money. I went into a charity shop and I bought the biggest teddy that I could. And then the next day I was like, I brought this huge thing in and he was in the basketball court. So I completely by myself with this huge teddy walked in and I could just see how embarrassed he was because he was with like the year above, like playing like netball or something. And he like took it and immediately stuffed it into his bag. And then I was just like, oh, okay. And then I gave him his Valentine's card. And then I just walked out the netball thing by myself and he never spoke to me again. So, yeah.
You were just really putting yourself out there at a time where that wasn't so common for young women.
I was very forward. My first ever boyfriend I had for a day, and I begged him to go out with me at the school disco. I was like, please, please go out with me. And I literally begged him.
and he said no. He said no.
Oh, he said yes, but then we broke up the next day.
But
why are all these boys
to go to the disco?
Yeah, you got to do the disco dance. Why are all these boys breaking up with you after the first day? You're clearly a nightmare or something.
I think back then I was just very obsessional. You know, I was I saw a boy, I liked him, and I was obsessed. I was like a stan, like a K-pop stan, but of these boys in my school.
So now, fast forward a decade, are you still obsessional? Like, are you Big Spoon? Are you cuddling your boyfriend? Is touch one of your love languages?
For sure. I'm Little Spoon, but I'm still very obsessional. I'm just, I just love attention. I'm like Tinkerbell from Peter Pan. Yeah, I die if I don't get enough attention.
Do you fall like head over heels and like how in love are you with this current guy? Do you ever, you know, think about greener pastures on the other side of the fence? Do you ever like, why are you are so close to me right now? It's scaring the shit out of me. This is horrifying. I can't do this. Logan's in my face. Sorry. Are you like deeply in love with this guy? Do you pick a partner and just devote yourself 100%?
I'm very devoted. Like, I think I'm happy. I'm really happy with how it's going right now. And I think, I mean, you kind of have to be if you're shooting porn.
I was about to say, it, you know, there's no going back. I know his pee-pee remains anonymous, but who knows? Is it going to affect him? Let me ask you this. Is your boyfriend easily identified by his schlong?
Does he have a weird penis?
No, I don't think so. I think just normal.
Okay. And what occupation is he? Am I guess accountant?
HVAC.
Roofing
HVAC,
manager?
HVAC.
He's a nurse.
HVAC assistant?
No, he helps me. That's what he does. Oh,
do you pay him?
Yeah, yeah.
Is he a simp?
No.
Okay. Wait, how much?
Oh, no,
your boyfriend's on her payroll, Mike. That's interesting.
I feel like it's not as abnormal as you think. I think there's a lot of vacation, OnlyFans,
no,
shooting,
because if you break up, it's also you're fired.
It's
crazy. You understand? That's complicated.
That's
hey, right. We're over. Also, you're homeless. You don't have a job.
You're fired. Like Donald Trump style. Belle, the term simp has come to be one of the most used terms in internet history. It is on the keyboard fingers of every 14-year-old boy in the entire world. What does simping mean to you?
I just see it as like a slight obsession with maybe like an e-girl. I mean, it can be anyone. You can simp for anyone. I can simp for you guys. But it's kind of just, I think it's a little bit obsessional. You know, you're tracking what they're doing. You really care about their lives. You try and input yourself. And I think that's what I'd say.
Is the idea of simp and creator, or simp and who they're simping for, is there a dangerous aspect to that, do you think? Do you think there's an element of obsession that organically arises out of that kind of relationship?
Yeah, definitely. I think there's definitely a line. And for me, the line is where your real life is impacted by how much you like someone. Say, for example, you're spending paychecks you don't have on someone. That's definitely crossing the line. Or you're neglecting your family and your friends because you're, you know, watching this person so much, like a Twitch streamer or something. As soon as it affects your real life, I think you need to sit down with yourself and put yourself first, because you never want to put who you're simping for ahead of you.
Great, great advice. And I think that that's happening quite a bit on the internet, quite a bit more than people think it is. And that relationship exists across the board for a lot of people. Why do you think people simp so hard for Belle Delphine? In your own words, in your own thoughts, what is it about Belle Delphine that makes the simp bomb drop?
Fuck, dude. This is hard. I have no idea. Maybe it's the whole anime thing. I mean, anime's huge now, and I try to like dip into that more as much as I can. But dude, I have no idea. I see girls online, and I'm like, you know, why is anyone here when you know that person exists? You know, it's confusing. There's so many people out there that's worth simping for.
Might be the your face. because you do those faces. Yeah, you do faces.
Especially for a
thumbnail. Do you have? Yeah. Could you make maybe a face, and then maybe I could try to recreate the face. Let's see if I could. Like.
Yeah. I'll try. Okay. Oh my gosh, this is so much pressure.
No, it's all relaxed here, Belle.
Oh, okay. Tongue.
I'm actually reconsidering.
You got it. No, that's great for you. Logan, you're really good at that.
Logan,
I can try.
Fuck me. Tongue first.
Your mother's in the room right now.
Tongue first. There you go. That's tongue out more. Out more. Yep.
Yeah.
Why is your tongue green?
Were you eating a Smurf's ass
or something?
Yeah, or Smurfs are blue, so.
And now when they're mixed with other things.
Nice.
Thank you. Blue and green are the main colors, I think. And so.
Belle, can you do the quick peace sign one with the TikTok one? It's like the peace sign with the tongue and the eyes thing. Yep.
That's why.
That's it.
I know that's why.
Okay, so this is why they simp. It's that that's part. Oh, Logan, do you think that's part of the reason?
Yeah. I've never seen anything. That's a 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
The TikTokers emulate her.
So she's the Bryce Hall of OnlyFans.
Exactly.
Nice.
Do you practice this in the mirror?
No, it's just you know, kind of like when you're taking like loads of photos. It's kind of like my go-to face. If I'm like, oh, I don't know what to do, I'll just, you know.
I got you.
Belle, who do you simp for beyond your boyfriend? You got any internet creators that you simp over?
Internet creators.
Could be porn stars, could be internet creators, any digital entertainers that you simp over. You don't have to make those sound effects. I'm not saying you shouldn't make them. I'm just saying you don't feel like they're necessary.
Ooh, it's just an intro to my porn.
Just don't feel obligated, you know.
Anyway, I know I do simp for like loads of people, but
just call Belle, please.
You have to know.
Give us a couple. It's not. I mean,
just three.
What about girls first?
Shut up.
Well, I'm trying to help her. She's having tons of trouble.
No.
I mean, I like Riley, of course.
Nice.
See what you've done.
Yeah, I helped her out.
You pressured her.
No one wants to know what girls she's seen before.
Oh, you want it to be guys?
Yeah, think about the clips. Impulsive clips. It's going to do great.
I think girl on girl is probably more sought after, isn't
it? Everyone simps for Riley.
Oh, okay, fair enough. All right. Let's move on to the guys, Belle.
So you have two more.
Fuck. Fuck, dude. I don't know.
Bullshit!
Oh, fuck you. Oh!
Alright, it's fine. Listen. You have all...
Only Jesus.
Oh! Well, George can speak on that, I think.
What'd you say?
She simps for Jesus.
Here we go, Belle. Welcome to...
You just opened up the Holy Trinity.
The danger zone. You have arrived. Now prepare your mind and body for what is about to come.
I'm going to lay it down on you. No, honestly, okay. I have nothing. If you're happy, then good for you. But if you, I just want you to know, coming from the heart, I would say really think about that decision you want to make because it could really alter your family life in the future. So I know money is like is quick and it's going to be amazing. And I get that you've already done that type of content. But really just pulling the trigger on that, I would want you to just kind of just sit with yourself. And if you really do simp for Jesus, pray about it. And if you don't, you know, don't worry. It's whatever.
I respect the advice. Thank you.
Do you have the Debbie Downer sound?
Wah, wah, wah.
Have some fucking fun, George.
No.
And go get fucked on camera.
Okay.
Ironically, by Belle. Your girlfriend.
Oh yeah, my girlfriend.
Strangely enough, my girlfriend is,
and she's her real name, Shauna.
Yeah. Belle. Belle, you have all this money. You have so much of it. Hordes, some would even say. What do you do with it? What do you do when you're not on camera? Do you spend money? Do you go out? Do you eat cereal?
I think I spend most of my money on takeaway food. We still drive the same car. I'm not into brands or anything like that. I buy cheap as fuck clothes. I don't spend my money really. I think what I'm saving for is I really want a nice big country British house, and that's what I'm saving for.
Oh.
I want a farm. I want some cool animals.
That's actually awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. You should definitely get that and grab yourself a first edition base set booster box of Pokemon cards while you're at it. Nah, just a suggestion. It's a good investment. It's really good to hear that you're saving up for a house. You know, not a lot of creators will do that. They'll go straight to the car. They'll go straight to the
drugs.
Designer clothes, the drugs, even any drugs you're doing?
No, Blue not chew? At the moment.
No drugs?
Blue chew.
No drugs. How often?
Maybe after I'll be like, oh God.
Yeah, I could see drugs in your future. Off. Sure. Do you drink or party? Like, do you go out? Well, how's your social life?
I mean, my social life is nothing at the moment because of, you know, COVID and stuff. But once everything starts coming back, yeah, I want to go out. I drink.
Oh,
I have fun.
So are you getting recognized in public?
Well, it's weird because when I've come back to the internet, you know, how COVID is going on and I've been wearing face masks and stuff and I've got brown hair. So... nothing.
Interesting. So that's
it's been an
like a secret
she,
weapon.
She
goes out. Cool.
She's got like an alien. Kind
of you're like Kiss.
It's funny when she goes out. That's her costume, being herself. It's like the opposite.
Yeah.
Belle? Have you been to the States?
I did. I went to the Pornhub events.
Why do I feel? Oh yeah, maybe I might have seen you. Were you at the one that just happened? The last one?
No, not the 2019 one. I won best celebrity.
Celebrity.
Top, yeah.
That's right.
Oh, fantastic.
Are you any other trips out plan? I guess it's all COVID now at this point, right?
I mean, after all this is over, then yeah, I definitely want to come back. Because I only went for 3 days, so I need to come back.
You could slay some collaborations.
Well, I was going to say, if you come back, that's your quickest route from $1 million to $1.5 million a month. And by the way, like, have you talk to Riley yet? Have you been introduced to her?
I met her at the Pornhub Awards. Dude, she's so nice. I definitely want to meet up with her eventually.
Very cool. Yeah, I think there's a lot of potential for you here. Untapped potential, indeed. What is your, this is my last question. I just like try to understand, mm-hmm. you know, people, like when you take off the pink hair and you have brown hair, what is your day like? Are you on a workout regimen? Really, like, what type of cereal are you eating? I wasn't fucking around. Like, what do you have for breakfast?
Great question.
Well, my eating is really weird at the moment. I'm, like, just eating, you know what beef jerky is?
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There's a South African version of that called biltong, and it's basically, like, even drier. It's just really dry meat, and that's kind of what I eat at
just
the moment.
Just
so I just
dry,
like,
meat diet.
Just goblin meat.
Yeah, just dry meat diet, and I mean... during the day, I'll go for a walk or something.
Do you wear the wig when you go for the walk?
No. I mean, see, this is one reason why I really like wearing this wig, is because I don't like attention in real life anymore. I like, you know, if I go outside, I just want to be able to get done what I need to do. If I'm like at a bar or something, I don't really, you know, I just want to be with my friends sure. at the time. I don't want to deal with anything like that. So I really like this, and that's why I'll wear this, you know, as much as I can to be like, this is Belle Delphine. And then when I take off, I'll just, you know, be normal.
Mary Belle. You'll be Mary Belle again.
No one calls me Mary, but yeah.
What do they call you? Mary Belle?
Just Belle.
Oh, Belle. Okay.
So it's like a cheat code. You don't always have to be Delphine, Belle Delphine. What else are you, creating beyond, are you doing anything else that you want to talk about today? Are you doing Twitch or anything? Or like, what are you doing in your time beyond creating your OnlyFans content and your semi-occasional YouTube video?
I'm just trying to think about like what kind of avenue I want to go down, and I'm not that sure yet. I'm going to do 2 music videos soon again, because that's like a really good way to be sexual in a video and not have it taken down necessarily. I mean, it shouldn't get taken down. It's like a cheat way around YouTube, kind of. So I'm going to do 2 more of those. And then I think after all this porn is done, because I really want to work on the porn, I'm really like hardcore. I want to make it the best quality I can for like the next 6 months, year. Yeah. After that, I think Twitch streaming would be really fun. I'd love to do that. It's like speaking to people more, collaborating would be really fun.
I think you would absolutely clean up in that realm. And there's a lot of adult stars or ex-adult stars that have moved on to Twitch now and have pretty popular Twitch channels. So I think it's definitely a great route for you.
For sure.
I gotta say, I'm pleasantly surprised.
Yeah,
it's been fantastic talking to you. I think, especially after hearing that potentially migrating to Twitch is one of your aspirations, I think you do a great job there.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. Belle, thanks for coming on Impulsive. Seriously, this was awesome.
Yeah, thank you for having me, dude. Take off my bucket list, fucking at the top. Yeah.
Amazing. Number one podcast
in the world. You can't go above it.
We'll stay tuned on the... on that Christmas gift, I'll find a way to watch it. I'll tune in. Yeah, it's been awesome. You can follow her on Instagram. No, you can't. You can follow her on YouTube.
Maybe.
Twitter. Belle, it's been amazing. Thank you for coming on Impulsive. That's all we got. Hit that subscribe button, and we'll see you guys next time. Take it easy. Bye.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.